Incoming transmission from the Janeway Podcast Program. This is Captain Janeway of the USS Voyager speaking. I command the most advanced research vessel in the Alpha Quadrant. Of course, it's now marooned in the Delta Quadrant. My crew and I must do whatever it takes to get home safely, or die trying. I prefer the former, but we'll see, because I'm insane. Yes, captaining is a stressful job, but somebody's gotta do it. That's how I spend my days. But by night, I'm just killing time and wagging my chin. I've discovered an old holodeck program called the Podcasting Studio. I found an eager-to-please ensign with a chill tood to help me run the program. So go ahead, delete the wife. And come, listen to me unwind and chat about my day with whoever's around.
Subscribe to the Janeway Podcast Program, wherever you get your podcasts.
As you were.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
First of all, and by the way, Devin is safe, and that's awesome. I saw that you posted a picture of him on Instagram when you finally found him. So that's amazing. That's really, really cool. Secondly, I would like to apologize for misleading you into thinking that I would pick him up from school. When you asked me to, I honestly thought you were joking. Ha! Isn't that really funny that I just assumed you wouldn't ask me to pick your kid up from school? In fact, I never knew you had a kid. Which is so silly because you've mentioned Devin many, many times, and I just always assumed that was like an inside joke you and I were doing for a couple of years. I forgot your wedding. Like, I was at your wedding, and I forgot that it happened, and I totally spaced that your husband's name wasn't Devin, whom I thought was just a guy you were seeing on and off. I'm so sorry for all of that, okay? Love you. Bye.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me again. So I wanted to say I'm not really sorry. I am sorry. I try not to let like the weight of apologies, you know, weigh me down, because I'm like a determinist and I don't really believe in responsibility. Okay, I say that I'm sorry, but like I feel like you should be sorry for asking me, a person you really know to be kind of a flake, to task someone like myself with such a huge responsibility. You know what? I'm not sorry. You should be sorry for asking me to bear the responsibility of caretaking for your progeny. Like, as if I don't have enough problems to take care of on my own. Like, I bet this is even like illegal to ask a friend to pick up your child at a school that's government run. There's gotta be red tape all over that, sister. And you know what? You ripped it all off. So you should be apologizing to me right now. So I'm available if you want to get lunch. I'm totally down. There's a new Mediterranean spot that's like totally cool, and they're like not doing masks right now. So I'm really excited about that, because honestly, I haven't been wearing one this entire year and it's been amazing. I'm so over people judging me for like the littlest infractions, like not wearing a mask or forgetting to pick up my friend's child from school. I'll wait for your call, okay? Bye, I love you.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's me again, and I've meditated on my last two calls, and I'm just going to say this. My tone, not necessarily appropriate for this situation. I'm amazing. And you're great. And your son seems nice. And I just think we could all get along. Like, maybe I could just, like, invite you guys over and we could open up some wine, you know? He can try some wine. Like, I know he's, like, 4. Bring that guy you're dating or married to or whatever. Bring a new guy. I'm easy. You know, I'm easygoing. And you know I would do anything for you. If there's anything you need, please, just don't even hesitate to ask. This time, I will not think you're joking. Because you are so funny. You know, you took that one stand-up class like 5 years ago. And ever since then, I've noticed that you're way funnier than a lot of the people that I personally know. I just thought you were always joking, like you were working on your, you know, your set, as they say in the business, I assume. I hate all entertainment, so I don't even know what the right word is. It's just that I look up to you, and I hate that you're mad at me right now. I just can feel it, you know, and that's not allowed. You can't be mad at me. Okay, for the dumbest thing. Like, this is the dumbest fight we've ever had. I can't believe you would do this to me right now while I'm like in the pandemic, you know? Like, I've never been in the pandemic before, and you're doing this to me at the worst time. So please call me back so we could talk this out. Let's just like get together in your backyard or something, because you have the nice backyard and I don't. I don't get why you're mad at me. Like, I forgot your kid at school one time. One time, and he barely got hurt. And he's fine now. He's fine now. That's what's important, right? I talked to the therapist. I called. I said I was his mommy. Yes, I lied. I said I was Devin's mommy, and they told me everything, okay? He fell into the lake a little bit. A little bit. Just a little tiny bit. He got a little wet, and he saw a scary fish, okay? And then he realized that not all fish are nice. Big deal, okay? That's an important life lesson to learn, and I'm glad he learned it now. That's called street smarts where I'm from. You have no idea what it's like to worry about someone you care about so much. Call me back. Call me back because I don't know if you're safe. I don't know if you've been kidnapped. I don't know if a truck hit you and you were buried in a haunted cemetery and now you're alive again. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I just can't. I just can't figure it out. I just want to hear your voice. I don't want to know if you're okay. I want my friend. I just want to hold you. I just want to see you. I want to smell your hair. Call me back.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, so I got the subpoena, and wow, is that where we are? Unbelievable.
Forgotten Son was written by Anna Rubinova, Adam Bozarth, and performed by Anna Rubinova, and based on nobody in particular. Please follow Left Handed Radio at Left Handed Radio, wherever you get Left Handed Radio. This has been Left Handed Radio, a Left Handed Radio project.